All right. Well, we're back. And if you've listened to the podcast, if you are a person of the pod, as I'm going to take to calling you, you know what's coming. It's Outrageous Claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You were literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. What I want, you got,
it might be hard to handle. Oh, yeah. And it's some Hall & Oates. How good is that? Turned it on the wrong level. All right. Today's outrageous claim brought to you by me, as it always is. Well, maybe not in the future. Maybe we'll get Katie or Bricks to come in with a claim one day. On average, not the best, not the worst, on average, to me, the NHL has the best athletes of any of the major sports. Discuss.
No. No. If they had the best athletes, what makes you say that they had the best athletes, first of all?
This game, hockey, has the same speed, the same strength, agility, all the same characteristics as any of the other major sports. Well, except
yeah, okay,
baseball.
But it's a different type of you're using completely different muscles as opposed to somebody who's running.
Right,
skating,
but that's my point.
The speed,
there's the grace, the speed, the agility, the quickness, all those different things. And then, hey, it's played on ice on a freaking razor blade.
So they know how to skate. There's nothing. Listen, you can be a terrible athlete, and if I give you a couple skating lessons, you'll know how to skate.
Not at the level these guys do.
No, but at the level these guys do.
Yeah, but then to do everything else. Try just shooting a puck on skates and standing at the same time.
It's difficult, but that's a talent. That's not
right,
athleticism.
But then to be able to do all those different things on the ice at the same time in the enclosed space of a hockey rink. Smaller, enclosed space. Look, I'm not trying to say that let's just pick something, that Brian Boyle is a better athlete than LeBron James.
You're saying that.
No. I'm saying on average.
On average.
You want to say LeBron James is a better athlete than anyone in the NHL? I'm with you. You want to say that about Megatron, Calvin Johnson? I'm with you. You can say that about, you know, Durant. There are the top stars, the top athletes in the NFL and the NBA, I think, would beat out
here's the
NHL,
inherent,
but on average.
The inherent problem with this argument. I would say, gun to my head, if I had to pick the best athlete, the best athletes are basketball players.
Second choice would be the NBA.
Whole aspect of jumping is not incorporated
jumping, you're right.
at all in
you're
hockey.
Right.
And I think there's more body control. There is a lot of body control in hockey. But the body control after, you know, like Dwayne Wade, the fact that he can get hit in the air, you know, and still be able to contort his body and get up a shot.
That's a good
that
point.
He's putting it off glass or that he's going, you know, trying to get it on the rim.
That's a good point. But you mentioned Dwayne Wade. When was the last time you saw J.J. Redick do that? Or is it Jonas Ilgauskas? Like,
okay, well, this is what I was going to say. The inherent problem with this argument within itself is that hockey players, there are obviously defensive players, there are, you know, and offensive players, but you basically do the same thing. Offensive players are faster versions of defensive players. But generally speaking, you're asked to do the same tasks. Your bodies are relatively, you know, if you're like, well, the average NFL player. Well, there are NFL players that are 350-pound guys.
That's
for 350-pound guys, they're phenomenal athletes. But you're not going to sit there, you know, like that guy probably can't throw very well. First of all, there's no throwing or overhand motion at all in hockey.
Well, yeah, but being able to throw does not a great athlete make. Jamarcus Russell can throw the ball. Well, he's probably a good athlete. But yeah, we go out
Plus
in the backyard.
Peyton Manning does not look like the world's most phenomenal athlete. Eli Manning is the slowest man in the world.
It's unbelievable.
Manning,
that was when I was having this. I had this discussion briefly with Brian Noe yesterday, and that was part of my discussion. He was like, "What about?" I'd say the NFL, and I said, "All right, but Henry Hynoski and Jake Ballard are not great athletes." Hey, even though now with Knicks down,
Jake Ballard's a great athlete.
Jake Ballard.
is a great athlete.
Is the only man in the NFL slower than Eli Manning.
Jake Ballard is a slow tight end.
But Jake Ballard, Chase Blackburn,
and
Eli Manning are the three slowest people. And Booth, Kevin Booth. Those are the four slowest people in the NFL.
He has an outstanding ability to target a ball in the air, contort his body, make. He has great body control. Jake Ballard,
he does have good body.
Shocking body control, actually. He was one of the biggest surprises. He could have been, in terms of surprises, the number one New York Giant positive that I didn't see coming in to the Super Bowl season and may never see again, unfortunately.
Heinoski.
Now,
with Nick's down, the second receiving choice for the Giants.
Is in any other sport, and we're not counting baseball because they don't count.
Prince Fielder and Tony Gwynn just eliminate baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
Right away.
If you could be one of the greatest players of all time My man Tony. And Tony Tony gets a bad rap. Tony, when he first came up in 86, 87, he was a skinny guy out there winning
Boomer Gold Wells Gloves. Doesn't help either.
John Crook. I mean, you can go.
Baseball is just right out. I think
we can all agree. Baseball's out. The thing is a receiver, you have to go by position when you're making this argument because athleticism isn't the number one factor for, for an interior defensive lineman. It's being able to throw your weight around. So for that and for a quarterback, it's a different kind of athleticism. You don't necessarily need speed. You got a guy like RG3 who's a phenomenal athlete who plays quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're headsy and you have a good arm and you're big enough, you can play quarterback. You don't need to be a phenomenal athlete. So it goes by a position to position basis, whereas hockey, if you play defense, you can be a guy, if you look at the Rangers, virtually every one of those guys, they're defensemen at any other level of hockey.
Yeah.
If you took a defenseman and you put him over on BU, he would be he'd be a dominant offensive player
and
if you put him on offense.
I think that was kind of part of my argument was that hockey players are asked to do so much where if you look, let's just say, at football, if you're an offensive lineman, you have really one job. Just stop the guy in front of you. Or maybe pull and stop the guy to your right.
All right.
Same with wide receivers. Run down the field, run your route precisely, catch the damn ball. Right? Mario Manningham, catch the damn ball. Except not so much anymore because you're on San Francisco. in basketball, you have role players. You have guys who are like Tyson Chandler, you're not going to ask to score. You're not going to ask to be a defensive
presence.
Yeah, role
players in hockey as well, though.
But you have two role players. You have a goalie and a goon, and then everybody else. You have positions, but you're asked to do everything. Like, defensemen are asked to get in the corner and cycle and win fights offensively.
Again, you're going to the differences of sport. I mean, a lot of hockey is run around, slap a puck, try to have that puck hit you off your shoulder, and then that other guy hopefully is in the right place and he can slap and it gets by a guy and that's a goal.
Hand-eye coordination. That's another thing. Hand-eye coordination with a I think it's like 3-inch by 1-inch rubber disc.
Hand-eye is where baseball wins. I think hands down, hitting a baseball that's the best hand eye. We haven't talked about golfers. That could sneak in there.
John Daly.
Dark horse.
Thank you very much. We'll just
dismiss
that.
Aside from Tiger Woods. Thank you. And Adam Scott. Adam Scott is cut like a Greek
guy. I think Camilo Villegas might be the best athlete of all time just because of the way. You seen the guy? He's the guy who gets down on his stomach when he reads a putt. I've tried that before, and I broke my leg. So he might be the best athlete of all time just because I don't think anyone else can do it.
I mean, I'm not saying that hockey players aren't. Another thing, if they're such dominant, great athletes, how come you can play the game until you're 45 years old? If the athleticism is so great
because
when you drop
they
it.
Are such great
Oh,
athletes.
Yeah, there you go. Any other sport, Boom. You lose a step via father time,
Lawyer.
You can't play anymore. You're a great running back. You lose a step when you're 29 years old. You're out of the league by the time you're 31. If you're Yamir Yager, you lose a step when you're 29. You lose another step when you're 38. They trade you to the Rangers. You play on the Rangers until you're 46. You go to Russia for a couple years. And then you end up, I think he's on
You're acting like Yager's collecting Social Security while he's playing for
the
Flyers.
Yamir Yager, I would put the over-under at 45 and take the over.
He's under.
Not by much.
Probably not.
I have a Yamir Yager Sports Illustrated for Kids poster. I haven't collected those for a long time. That was probably from when I was 12, which was 13 years ago, when he was probably 26 or 27 at the time, which would make him 40. Okay. Point is, he's not a young guy, all right? And you can still dominate. You get guys, look at Martin Brodeur. Well, he doesn't really count.
There's the role play. Even though goalies are great Lundqvist is a great athlete. It's a, you have this image because they're huge in the net that they're these big, you know, bulky looking guys. I mean, they are fantastic. Having seen Lundqvist in a suit, like as I've interviewed him before, he looks like a cut friggin' 30-year-old peak athlete.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and he's a phenomenal. And you want to talk about hand-eye coordination? You know, nothing is more impressive, especially because not only are you talking about hand-eye coordination, you're talking about hand-eye coordination with a heavy glove on.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just lifting your, you know, at the last second, I see
put
it,
your
I,
hand
you know,
up.
I can put my hand up. You're lifting up a huge glove with shoulder pads on, you know, so you're talking about hand-eye coordination with great strength and anticipation on top of that in order to make sure you're in the right place to make such a play.
Would you say that hockey is the hardest sport of the four of them to play? I would agree that hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in sports.
No, I don't think it's the hardest sport to play.
What would you say is?
I'm not a great skater. I can't really stop on skates very well. I spin in circles until I stop.
You're the dude from Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, the D2.
From the kid from Miami?
The speedster who couldn't stop.
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, I haven't skated in a long time. So for me, hockey's the hardest thing to do. But if I was a natural, you know, if skating was walking to me, like it is for all of these guys, then no, I don't think it's the hardest thing to do. It's a lot of positioning. You know, it's a lot of being in the right.
What would you say is?
Hitting a baseball at the major league level is extremely difficult.
Right. No, I think that single act is the hardest thing in sports. But overall, the sport that I think is the hardest would be hockey. Because baseball,
but, I mean, that's a single act, but the whole game revolves around that act.
If you're playing defensively, Brian Cady stepping into the studio. We're going to ask him. Come here. Come here.
Shut up!
What do you think, Brian Cady, is the hardest thing to do? The hardest thing to do in sports, I think, universally, is hitting a baseball. What do you think the hardest sport to play is of the major four? What's the most challenging? I say it's hockey just because of all the skills you have to put. Dude, the game of baseball
revolves around hitting a baseball, and you just said hitting the baseball is the hardest thing to do.
Dude, Nick Swisher has time to sit in right field and be a friggin' dude. It's not the hardest sport. Like he has time to go sit and like have a beer with the bleacher creatures.
I'm not talking about what game takes the most endurance, but if you're telling me that the hardest thing to do is hit a baseball in all of sports,
that's one act.
And Major League Baseball is revolved around pitching and hitting. That means that 50% of the game is doing the hardest thing there is to do.
And the other 50%, as far as I can tell from 24 years of watching baseball, is scratching your balls.
Right, and this is a different question. Why do baseball players have such itchy balls?
Katie?
Don't look at me. I'm not a real baseball player right now. Come on.
I don't even know if your mic's on.
It's not. I don't know what.
It's on, but I don't know. Come here. So you answer.
Put me in audition. Does that work a little better?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, look at Katie.
He's not the tech director at Game On for nothing, people. He knows what he's doing.
Thank you very much.
All right, so what's the hardest sport?
Man, that's rough. I mean, basketball, you basically run up and down. That's nothing.
That's nothing.
I could do that all day, son.
That's all it is. Look at LeBron, up and down, up and down.
For people not shaped like me, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
I mean, football, you go 5 seconds and you stop. 5 seconds, you stop.
Plus, I think in football, you every position has a very isolated skill set, except for quarterback, which you have to do a lot.
Which makes us a difficult argument
in general. It is, but that's what we do here at Two Guys, One Mic. We take on the difficult argument.
See, as difficult as the task is of hitting a baseball in sport, the other 98% of the time, you're actually, quote-unquote, playing the sport. You're not doing a damn thing.
Right.
So... Oh, no, I have to say hockey.
Winner.
Oh, come on. This guy's your qualified winner?
No, he is a brilliant sport mind.
If you run it back, and you can run it back on your podcast, you will notice that Katie is a in-sport guy. Not the hardest thing to do in sports.
Queen's English, son. He can't help it.
Okay, fine. Then cricket's the best. Cricket's the most difficult.
Well, if you were going to say anything about the Queen, you would say soccer. But we're not going to open that can of worms.
You know what?
I said the four major sports. So I gave you hockey.
There you go.
It's not.
All right. Well, Norris. I think once again on Outrageous Claims, we're going to have to agree to disagree, or else it's going to come to blows, or we're going to run way over on time. And we're up against the clock. So, Mr. Bricks, I appreciate you joining me. You got anything to say? Anything to rehash?
No, I enjoyed it. It was a good time. Always is here on Two Guys, One Mic.
Boom.
Currently, Three Guys, One Mic.
That's right.
It's getting really, really, everybody's really crowded in this one mic.
It is crowded in this studio. Brian Cady, Anything to say?
Deuces up, eight town down.
Deuces up, eight town down.
All right. Well, anyway, next week, I don't know what we'll be talking about. Hopefully the Rangers will still be playing with any luck. So we'll be hopefully talking about that. We'll talk about some other stuff. You can follow Brixey on Twitter, Game on Brixey. Brian Cady at Brian Cady, right?
Yep.
Me at JoeBianchino. Find us and follow. Find us and like us on Facebook. Search Two Guys One Mic Podcast. Use the numbers for the two and the one. By the way, it happened 7 days ago, or 6 days ago now, when Chelsea, my boys, won the Champions League final in just an unbelievable game. Brixie's taking off the mic because he can't stand to hear it. But I'm not going to get into it. I'm just going to leave you. We like to leave you with a tune. Last week it was Sinatra. The week before it was the Eagles. So I am going to leave you right now with just this gem. It's Two Guys, One Mic. We'll catch you next week. Thanks, everybody. Have a good one.